A large zone around the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan could be uninhabitable for decades, maybe even centuries to come. Despite early government statements that 80,000 people who were evacuated after the nuclear disaster in March could return home soon, Japanese Prime Minister Kan is set to announce that residents will be forbidden to return to the contaminated zone for the indefinite future. Joining me to discuss the radioactive fallout from the Fukushima nuclear power plant catastrophe is Dr. Arjun Makhijani, president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research. Dr. Makhijani, good to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you, Bruce.
What a mess. I guess this evacuation zone is about, what, 12 square miles?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be bigger than that eventually. But this is the most contaminated area near Fukushima. But the radiation measurements have indicated, at least since April, that there's quite a big contaminated zone, a broad swath going mainly northwest of Fukushima, extending well beyond 10, 12 miles, probably closer to 20 miles.
Well, what kind of radiation levels are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about radiation levels that are multiple times natural background. You know, people kind of refer to natural background radiation as if it's not dangerous, but the accepted science of radiation is that every bit of radiation causes some cancer risk. So when you're talking many times natural background, you're talking a pretty significant increase in cancer risk.
If you were to guess how long this zone around the Fukushima nuclear power plant was going to be uninhabitable, what do you think it might be?
Well, you know, it depends on whether it's remediable or not. If it is not remediable, and in the towns, you know, it's in the buildings and it's in the ventilation system, so assuming it's not remediable, like Chernobyl exclusion zone was not, you're talking more than 100 years. Essentially, from the point of view of the normal calculations of human society, you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, it will not be uninhabitable by them.
Boy, that puts it in the same range as Chernobyl's contaminated zone.
The one thing we forget about nuclear accidents from Chernobyl is, remember, Chernobyl was the trigger event that caused the collapse of the Soviet Union. And as much as the accident, it was the cover-up of the accident that caused the collapse. What is going on in Japan, you know, this non-disclosure of high radiation areas, this initial assurance that you can all go back, the idea that you could send school children to get the same radiation dose as workers, you know, just during the school day. All of these ideas have had an enormous political impact in Japan. And you know, they're already essentially causing the resignation of a prime minister of Japan. So nuclear accidents are not just environmental and health and financial events. They are political events of huge magnitude.
Japanese Prime Minister Kan is going to be stepping down, according to reports, soon after he talks to the people around the Fukushima power plant and telling them that they can't go back home for the indefinite future. But he was holding off his resignation in order for the parliament to pass a renewable energy bill, which was boosted after the disaster. I found that kind of ironic, huh?
Well, I have to salute Prime Minister Kan for this. I think, you know, for Japan to go renewable along with Germany and with the kind of renewable portfolio standard we have in California. Between California, Japan, and Germany, they could transform the technological energy picture in the world. As it is between Germany and California, it's going to be a lot. But add Japan to the mix and we could be looking at a very much more, you know, happy energy future.
Arjun Makhijani is president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research. Dr. Makhijani, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Bruce, for asking me again.